I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A new sound, a new look, and a whole new way to bring you everything Buffalo Bills. Bills Wall of Famer Steve Tasker and the voice of the Bills, John Murphy, bring you One Bills Live. Weekdays noon to 3 right here on the home of the Bills, ESPN Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us this afternoon at AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app. Join now by radio.com sports MLB insider Joe Girardi. As always, insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. Joe, thank you so much for making some time for us this afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's the best time of year, Joe. Postseason starting up. Let's start here. I think most of us, or most would consider between the Astros, the Yankees, and the Dodgers as the favorites this postseason. But outside of those three teams, which of the other teams do you think has the best shot?
I like Atlanta. And I like Atlanta if Freddie Freeman is healthy. I'm concerned about his right elbow and the bone spur that he has in there. He did not finish up strong, and he didn't feel like he could extend. But I think their lineup is very good. I think their starters have improved, and I think their bullpen has improved a lot. So I like them, too. And I don't, you know, I think everyone thinks it's going to be the Dodgers, but I think the Braves can give them a run for their money.
Joe, you know this better than almost anybody. The Yankees fans got to be feeling confident with that matchup going in against the Twins, a team that won 101 games this season. What's going to take for the Twins to finally get over on New York in a five-game series?
They're going to have to outslug them. I mean, if you look at the games they had during the regular season, you would hope there weren't that many runs scored in this, but they're going to have to outslug them, because I think when you look at Minnesota, Barrios has pitched better as of late, but he struggled in the second half. Porter Rizzi, someone that the Yankees are used to seeing, I actually think losing Michael Pineda was a big loss for them, because you want that right-handed pitcher against all those right-handed bats. And I just think that when you look at the Yankees, I think their bullpen is superior. I think it's the big difference. And I think that will be the difference in the series. But they're going to have to outslug them. They're going to have to get to their starters early.
Great bullpen in New York, but how do you manage the starters, specifically Luis Severino? The ability to pitch in big games right now, in terms of the numbers of innings right now, would he be up to speed to trust him in a starter's position, would you say, Joe?
Oh, I would trust him with 100 pitches, definitely. I wouldn't worry about that. And if you're a Yankee starter, a lot of times you don't have to give him more than that, because your bullpen will always be well-rested with the days off. The bullpen can give probably on average 5 innings a night if they need it to. So Seve is up to speed, I believe. You know, Paxton, he had that, what they call the nerve irritation. And I know they pulled him for precautionary reasons, and he's had some struggles in the first inning, but he didn't look great in that first inning against Texas. He gave up a run and two runs in an inning. So that would be a concern of mine.
Radio.com Sports MLB insider Joe Girardi, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Joe, you mentioned that the Twins are going to have to outslug the Yankees if they want to have a chance against them in a five-game series. Both teams really got to the postseason in part with their ability to hit the long ball. Is there more of a focus about manufacturing runs when you get to the postseason and not waiting for that big blast, or is that just an out-of-dated kind of baseball cliche that I'm throwing at you there?
Well, I think that at times you have to. I think with the Yankees bullpen, you might try to do it a little bit, but they don't necessarily have manufacturing hitters. You know, the bun is kind of obsolete. They're not going to run a lot. Gardner will run a little bit. Judge will run a little bit. And when you look at the Twins, they don't run a ton, so they are who they are. And that's okay, because they score a lot of runs doing that. They're just going to have to beat the better pitchers is now, as we get to the postseason and you get to better bullpens and you don't see the fifth starter ever, you're just going to have to beat better pitching. So I would imagine that the home run rate would go down a little bit for each club, but they're still going to hit some.
Joe, all the home runs this year, we even saw it here in AAA. What's your theory as to why?
The baseball. It's plain and simple. there is no doubt in my mind baseball is different this year, and we saw it early in the year. There was a game in AAA where two teams, I think, combined for like 20 home runs, and that never happens on the East Coast in the month of April, and you knew something was really different.
Joe, let's switch gears and talk about the National League for a second while we have you on the line. Joe Girardi joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. What's it going to take for the Dodgers to get over the hump and win the championship?
I think their bullpen has to pitch extremely well. I think that Ryu and Kershaw and Buehler will pitch well, but I think their bullpen has to do the job. And there's going to be some young kids that I think they're going to have to step up. May is one of them. Urias is another one, and are going to help out because they don't let their starters go real deep. So those guys are going to have to step up. And the other thing is, I don't think you can wear your bullpen out. That's the other problem, because the one thing is, if you have a guy that throws 6 out of 7 games, there's familiarity at the end of the series, and that can be dangerous. So they have to be careful how much they use each guy, I think, as well.
Joe, as you saw, Joe Maddon and the Cubs parting ways, and you probably have heard this. There's more than one media outlet right now when they're coming up with their list of potential replacements. Well, your name is on some of those lists. Would you be interested in having a conversation regarding becoming the next manager of the Cubs?
Well, I think it's flattering any time that someone mentions your name as a candidate for a job, because there's so few of them in the game of baseball, and obviously there's 10 that probably will not have an opening. Those 10 that are in the playoffs, I wouldn't see that happening. And there's other teams that have extended their manager. So anytime it happens, you're flattered by it. And of course, you'll entertain anything that is out there.
Radio.com Sports MLB insider Joe Girardi joining us in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. And Joe, when word got out that you were going to be joining us this afternoon, our listeners got excited. Julie wrote in with this one, Joe. She mentioned that you were behind the plate for two of the greatest moments in Yankees history. You had the David Cohn perfect game. You had the Doc Gooden no-hitter. Who had the better stuff in those games? Was it Cohn or was it Gooden? What do you remember?
Doc had a great curveball. Coney had a great slider. Doc had to work harder because he threw a lot more pitches. And he was facing a Seattle lineup that, you know, had a number of good hitters. Coney was much more efficient, but he had to deal with the heat. I don't know. They both had great stuff those 2 days. And those are memories that you never forget and how enjoyable they are. All you're thinking about in those games is don't be the guy that screws it up, you know. And it takes on the feel of a playoff game in the regular season. So it's really a lot of fun. It's hard to say who had better stuff, but it was interesting. It was two Mets who did it, and they hadn't thrown a no-hitter all those years of the New York Mets and all the great pitching. And two New York Mets came over to New York Yankees and threw no-hitters. So I thought that was kind of ironic.
I never thought of it that way, that we always think of the pitcher being nervous, but if you're the guy actually calling the game and you put down the wrong signal, I mean, are you nervous when there's two outs in the ninth, Joe?
You're nervous before that, I can tell you that. And especially with Coney's perfect game, because obviously you could have a pass ball on a strike three that allows a base runner, or you could have a wild pitch that you don't block and the guy gets the first. So, I mean, obviously you're really nervous. Then you worry about your fielders. I mean, they don't want to be the one that screws it up. You know, if in a no-hitter where Doc walked a few guys, every ball that's put in play is not so important as long as it turns out to be an error. So Coney's was a little more nerve-wracking.
Joe, before we let you go, I don't know if you're in the prediction business when it comes to predicting who will be the World Series champ. I look at it this way. It's going to have to be a great effort for any team to knock off Houston with Verlander and Cole. That's my opinion. Where do you come down on who do you think will be hoisting the trophy when it's all said and done?
I think the winner of the Houston Yankee series will be the team that hosts the trophy.
Love
it. And yeah, so whichever team wins that series, which I expect to go 7 games, and I think we're going to be on the edge of our seats in watching those. I think that will be the winner of the World Series, and I'm not in the business of predicting, so watch me get all of it wrong. So.
Well, Joe, we appreciate you carving out some time. We know how busy you are. We hope we get the chance to talk to you again real soon. Radio.com, sports, MLB insider Joe Girardi. Our insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Joe, all the best. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Joe Girardi, former New York Yankee manager. Didn't exactly deny that he would. He certainly would be interested.
I wanted to press him a little bit. You know, hey, how much Lou Malnati's would it take? Do you miss it at all? Can we get you some Lou Malnati's? Will that sweeten the pot a little bit?
I tell you, like the Cubs job, he hit it. Like the best jobs, okay, the best jobs right now. Those teams are in the postseason. Cubs have the infrastructure. No doubt right now, okay? The Cubs should be in contention. The Cubs can pick who they want to be their next manager. And Joe Girardi, he played for the Cubs too, so that would seem like a natural fit. Also, the Angels making a move today, firing Brad Ausmus. So that's another team that you could say in that market with Mike Trout. Sure, you have Houston in that division, but that's a team, I think, a franchise that for years has underachieved. That's an attractive job, I think, too.
All good. Joe Girardi joining us here in the Sports Bar. We'll get that for you on demand shortly. You can listen to it anytime if you search out the Sports Bar inside the radio.com app. Let's take a break here. Come back. We've got some sports thoughts to wrap your mind around. We have some takes. I'll drink to that. Some takes on tap next.
Takes on tap. I will. Well, I kind of gave it away there, but I'll tell you who Houston will beat in the World Series this year. My, for what it's worth, prediction coming up. And Jets fans, did this cross your mind this weekend while you were probably out, maybe, I don't know, enjoying the early foliage and just doing fall things, that your team made a big personnel mistake? Yeah, I'll tell you what the Jets missed on here.
Well, the Vikings made a personnel mistake as well. I'll tell you why. And a radical change that'll never happen in the NFL. But it would be interesting if it did. And I think it would change a lot of things that we don't like about the game right now. We'll get into that more. I'll drink to that on the way next in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, and ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app.
The voice of the Bills, John Murphy, and Bills Wall of Famer, Steve Tasker, give you all the latest news from One Bills Drive. One Bills Live is your home for exclusive interviews, live updates, and in-depth NFL analysis. Murph and Tasker take you inside the locker and down on the sideline to keep you up to date with everything Bills. Right here, noon to 3, on the home of the Buffalo Bills. AM 950 and 95.7 FM, the sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.